Our scripture reading today is taken from the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, and we read the verses 1 through 4, and these words also form our text today. Let us hear God's holy word. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city and the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and preaching of his holy word. Dear friends, do you enjoy a love story? Well, some of you, especially perhaps men and boys, may not. Men and boys tend to be more interested in stories that involve a lot of action and adventure. They tend to shy away from love stories. But this morning we're going to consider a love story that is very different. In fact, it is totally unlike any love story you have ever heard. And it's recorded in the passage we have read together from the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, the first four verses. The plot of the story is quite simple. A king, presumably King Solomon, falls in love with a beautiful young peasant girl, known in the book as the Shulamite. And after a period of courtship conducted in secret, the king eventually takes the girl to be his wife. For the first little while, everything goes smoothly. The king and his bride are deeply in love. They have eyes only for each other. What is more, they come to depend on each other, so much so that they cannot do without each other. But then, as often happens in a romantic relationship, something happened to disrupt their joy. One night, the king arose in the middle of the night and went away without saying a word. Understandably, his wife of only a few short days was upset. Why did he leave her? Where did he go? And when would he be coming back? She didn't know the answer to any of these questions. So what did she do? Well, she did what anyone in love would do. She searched for him. At first, her search was unsuccessful, but eventually she found him. And when she did not let him go. Now, some commentators have interpreted the Song of Solomon as a poem celebrating human love, and there is, of course, some truth to that. The Song of Solomon is a poem celebrating human love. But it is much more than that. It is a poem that uses human love to illustrate the love that Christ has for his church and the love that his church has for Christ. And as such, it has much to teach us about how the Lord works in the heart of his people. Well, with this thought in mind, let us, with the help of the Lord, reflect on the words of our text under this theme, the Shulamite separated from her beloved. And we'll consider three thoughts in connection with that theme. First of all, her painful loss. Secondly, her diligent search. And thirdly, her gracious reward. It was the middle of the night. A young woman known as the Shulamite is lying on her bed, and she is fast asleep. Suddenly, she wakes up. Now, why she woke up, we do not know. Perhaps she was startled by a noise. Perhaps it was cold and she simply wanted to pull the covers over her. Whatever the case, she awoke. And no sooner does she wake up than she discovers that her beloved is not there. What happened? He was beside her only a few hours ago, but now he is gone, and without a word of explanation. Sometimes the child of God can experience something similar in his relationship with the Lord. When a sinner first comes to know the Lord, he is full of love for him. He delights in him. He is everything he needs and desires. He experiences a depth of communion with him that cannot be adequately described in words. But sometimes, after a while, this gradually fades away. God, in his sovereignty, withdraws. At times, he does so very suddenly, without warning. At other times, gradually, leaving his child feeling empty and alone. Now, he never does this completely, of course. Once God has decreed to save a sinner, that sinner will be saved. God will never forsake the works of his own hands. But he does sometimes leave them, at least temporarily. At the very least, we can lose a sense of his abiding presence. Sometimes this happens during a heavy trial or hardship, a sickness or a sudden death in the family. But most of the time, it's just part of the normal ups and downs of Christian experience. Now you say, why does that happen? Why is it that God sometimes withdraws a sense of his presence from his people? Well, there may be several reasons for this. Sometimes God withdraws from his people because they refuse to confess and repent of sin. This is exactly what happened to David, and he writes about this in Psalm 32. In that psalm, David describes how he felt before he made confession of his sin before God. He says, his bones waxed old through his roaring all the day long. Day and night, God's hand was heavy upon him. His moisture was turned to the drought of summer, until he acknowledged his sin unto the Lord. And when he did so, he says, the Lord forgave him his sin, and he was restored to fellowship and communion with God. Sometimes God withdraws from his people because they become careless and lazy. For example, when they do not persevere in reading and meditating on the scriptures, or when they leave off praying, or when they do not attend the worship services faithfully. And even if they do, they do not listen attentively to the preaching. And they're not striving to put sin to death and to walk in the ways of the Lord. And they allow their love for God and for his people to grow cold. When that happens, God withdraws. The Lord departed from Samson while he slept. The virgins in the parable missed the bridegroom while they were sleeping. And the same can happen to us if we are not careful. Sometimes God withdraws from his people so that they will value him more. It has often been said that you never know how valuable something is until you no longer have it. And God knows that. And that may be why he hides his face from us, so that we may realize how precious he is and how much we need him, and that we might value him more than we ever have before. Oh, my friend, what about you today? How is your relationship to God? How would you describe it? Do you feel close to God? Or do you feel he is very far away from you? And if so, what could be the reason for that? I mentioned several possible reasons. Is any of these reasons true of you? Remember, the Lord does not want us to feel distant from him. He wants us to experience full and complete communion with him. That, after all, is why we were created in the first place. And this is also one of the reasons why we were recreated, so that God and man could enjoy communion and fellowship with one another. Do you know something of that? Are you experiencing something of that even now? Is there an intimacy between you and God, or has he withdrawn himself from you? If so, then you must do as the Shulamite did in our text. You must search for him. And that brings us to our second point. No sooner did the Shulamite discover that her beloved was gone Then she began to search for him. First, she searched for him on her bed. She says, "By night, on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth." Now that, of course, made perfect sense. The last time the Shulamite felt the presence of her beloved near her was in her bed. Therefore, it only made sense to search for him there. And so that is what she did. She searched for him on her bed. She felt for him under the covers. She looked for him in the room. Perhaps she called out his name in the darkness, "My beloved, where are you?" But she did not find him. She says, "I sought him, but I found him not." Well, what did she do next? Well, she continued her search. In fact, she intensified her search. In verse 2, she says, "I will rise now and go about the city and the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth." The Shulamite here resolves to leave the warmth and comfort of her bed and her home, and to go out into the cold night air, and to walk up and down the streets of the city, all in order to find her beloved. Now this was no small matter. To walk up and down the streets of the city in the middle of the night was not safe. She could be robbed, or worse. What is more, it was socially unacceptable. What would people say? A young woman walking the streets at night. Imagine the rumors that would go around the following day. But none of that seemed to matter to her. She had only one thing on her mind, and that was to find her beloved. And she was prepared to do anything and go anywhere and make any sacrifice in order to find him. Now we can learn from this Shulamite. Sometimes people complain that they do not feel close to the Lord. They do not sense his presence. They have so little joy and love and peace and assurance. And they remember with fondness the time when they did experience these things, but those times are gone. They're but a distant memory. Oh, to be sure, they continue to make use of the means of grace. They read their Bible, and they pray, and they attend the worship services faithfully, all in the hope that one day the Lord might reveal himself to them again, and that sweet communion that they once had with God would be restored again. But when that doesn't happen, what happens? They give up. And they can even sometimes put a very pious spin on it, and they can say, "Well, the Lord is sovereign. If he chooses not to reveal himself to me, then I must simply sit and wait quietly for the Lord." But the Shulamite didn't do that. She was not content with the status quo. As soon as her calls went unanswered, she got out of bed and began searching for her beloved in the cold, dark, and dangerous streets. My friend, are you prepared to do the same? Are you prepared to do whatever it takes to find God? Oh, you may be prepared to search for him in the warmth and comfort of your bed. You may be prepared to seek him if it does not inconvenience you too much, if it does not involve too much of your time, if it does not require you to make too many sacrifices and too many changes. But are you prepared to seek him in the streets? Are you prepared to go the extra mile and to do whatever it takes in order to find him? That's what the Shulamite did. She searched for her beloved high and low. Well, what was the result? Did she find her beloved? She did indeed. And that brings us to our third and final point. The Shulamite spent a considerable amount of time searching for her beloved. She went up and down the streets. She looked in every alley and on every street corner. Perhaps she called out his name as she went, but still she could not find him. Now that should not surprise us in a way. The scriptures teach that one can seek the Lord with all of his or her heart and yet not find him, at least not right away. Job testified of this in Job 23, verse 8. When in the midst of his grief he said, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." The psalmist of Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2 says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. And in Psalm 42, we read these words, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? And there are many other examples of this in the scriptures. The point is, we can search for God, we can even cry out to him, but sometimes he is nowhere to be found. At least that appears to be the case from our perspective. Sometimes he hides himself from us. Again, at least that's how we feel. And such was the case here as well. The Shulamite searched diligently for her beloved, but still she could not find him. Eventually, however, she was found by some watchmen. Watchmen were men, usually soldiers, who were employed by the government to patrol the streets of a city at night. They were also to watch out for potential invaders and to sound the alarm if necessary, which is why they were often positioned on the city walls. Well, how happy this Shulamite must have been to have been found by these watchmen. If anyone would know the whereabouts of her beloved, surely it would be the watchman. And so she asked them, "Saw ye him whom my soul loveth?" You notice again how she refers to her beloved. She doesn't refer to him by name, but as him whom my soul loveth. She wanted to know if during the course of the night the watchman had seen him, and if so, to tell her where he could be found. But again, she was disappointed. They had not seen him. Therefore, they could not tell her where he could be found. The Church of Christ also has watchmen. They are the elders and the pastors of the church. And like the watchmen in our text, the elders and the pastors are called to patrol the Church of Christ. They're required to ensure as much as possible that everyone's conduct and confession is in accordance with the Word of God. And if it is not, they are required to warn the person. When danger is present, they are required to sound the alarm even and to instruct people where to find safety. But their primary task is to direct sinners to Christ. They do this in the preaching of the word and on home visits and in private counsel. Office bearers are, or at least ought to be, continually directing sinners to Christ. How sad it is, therefore, when a pastor or an elder does not know where he can be found. Often the reason for this is because they do not know him themselves. Well, yes, they may be very capable. They may be very educated. They may have a good understanding of doctrine and the church order. They may have good understanding of people and be endowed with many gifts, also the gift of public speaking, but they don't know Christ. And consequently, when a sinner asks where and how he can be found, they have nothing to say. They do not know, because they have never found him themselves. Such was the case here as well. The Shulamite asked the watchman if they had seen her beloved. Oh, if anyone would know, surely it would be the watchman. But they didn't. Now one might think that at long last the Shulamite would give up her search. After all, if the watchman did not know where her beloved was to be found, what was the point? But she does no such thing. She keeps on searching. And then something wonderful happened. Not long after she spoke to the watchman, she found the one whom she had been searching for. And she records this in verse 4. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. We see here that although the child of God may search long and hard for Christ, eventually, a little while, they will find him. Or rather, they will be found of them. And that's entirely in accord with the teaching of Scripture. In Proverbs 8, verse 17, wisdom declares, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And in Isaiah 45, verse 19, the Lord says, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. And a few chapters later in Isaiah 55, verse 6, Isaiah exhorts, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Jeremiah writes in Lamentations 3, verse 25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. And in Matthew 7, verse 7, Jesus promises, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Those who seek the Lord will find him, or maybe not right away, but they will find him. Oh, let that be an encouragement to those of you who are seeking the Lord. My friend, do not stop seeking him. Rather, intensify your search. Do not rest until you have found him. He's not playing games with you. God doesn't play hide and seek with his people. He wants to be found by you. And you will find him so long as you persevere in the use of the means of grace. The Shulamite sought the Lord with all of her heart and found him. And when she did not let him go. I held him, she says, and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Such is the experience of every child of God who finds the Lord Jesus Christ, whether that be for the first time or again. When he finds him, he does not let him go. Why not? Well, because Christ is everything he needs. He is peace and joy and life. As long as the believer has Christ, he does not need or desire or want anything else. The child of God who finds Jesus is like Mary Magdalene on Easter morning. You remember the story. Mary and some other women had come to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, and when they discovered that the stone had been rolled away and that the body of Jesus was not in the tomb, Mary ran back to the city to tell Peter and John, who promptly came to verify the story. And when Peter and John left the tomb, Mary remained behind, weeping for sorrow. A few minutes later, the Lord Jesus came to her and asked her why she was weeping. And thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus, moved with compassion, said, Mary. And immediately Mary knew it was Jesus. Turning, she said, Rabboni, my Lord, my Master, and ran to embrace him. She held him so tightly and for so long that Jesus had to say to her, Touch me not, Mary, meaning, don't cling to me, Mary, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Why did Mary cling to Jesus? Because he was everything she needed and everything she desired. As long as she had him, she had everything. Well, Mary and the Shulamite in our text are pictures of the Church of Christ who has found her beloved. When she finds him, she will not let him go. My friend, is that true of you today? Is the Lord everything you need and everything you desire? Perhaps there are some listening in today for whom this is not the case. You're finding satisfaction in all kinds of things other than Christ. You're trying to find satisfaction in the world and the things of the world. God means nothing to you. In fact, you're bored with Him. You may come to church and you may do everything that you're supposed to do, but your heart's not in it. You're just going through the motions. My friend, you don't know what you're missing. The world and everything in it cannot bring you lasting satisfaction. Nor can it meet your most fundamental need. Only God can do that. And therefore I say to you, go to Him, seek for Him, and do not rest until you have found Him. And that same message comes to you too, child of God, today. Are you experiencing communion and fellowship with God in Christ today? Or is the Lord far and distant from you? If so, seek Him. Seek Him in the streets. Seek Him on the walls. Seek Him even outside the walls if you have to. But seek for Him. Call out to Him. And when you have found Him, never let Him go. Oh, may God grant that we may seek this Savior with all of our heart. And having sought Him, that we may also find Him. And having found Him, to never let Him go. For there is no greater happiness and no greater reward and no greater riches than to find Christ and to live in Him and with Him to all eternity. Amen. Dear friends, we're always pleased to hear from our listeners. If you were blessed by the message you have heard today, or if you were blessed by previous messages on this program, please let us know. Our mailing address is Banner of Truth, 3386 Mount Lehman Road. And Lehman is spelled L-E-H-M-A-N, in Abbotsford, British Columbia, V4X2M9. Or feel free to give me a call at 778-982-9102. And please remember to include the call letters of this station. If you would like to listen to the message you have just heard again, or if you would like more information about our program, including how to contact us and how to listen to other messages on this program, please visit our website at Banner of Truth Radio. It's all one word, banneroftruthradio.com. If you would like more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, which sponsors this broadcast, please log on to our denominational website at www.frcna.org. And now, until next week, may the Lord be with you all.